Maybe me coming to visit wasn't such a good idea. Don't get me wrong, it's good to see my older brother again. It's been too long since we've seen each other and, since my daughter got to see your uncle. But we have that history that complicates our relationship. Oh, don't play coy with me. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You fucked me years and years ago, back when we were both teens. Especially stupid teens, I might add. We made a huge mistake back then. I spent so much time trying to forget it. It's hard though, when the proof of that one mistake is sleeping in the bed down the hall. Your niece doesn't know that she's also your daughter. No one does, and I plan on keeping it that way. But you know what else I plan on keeping? Our daughter's virginity. I don't trust you around her any more than I should have trusted you around me when I was her age. But she's just as young and naive and as easy to talk into stupid things as I was. While I do regret what we did together, I don't regret her. I was so worried when I found out I was pregnant with my brother's baby. But she turned out healthy, and Mom was surprisingly okay with me being pregnant at that age. But I won't be the same way if you go anywhere near our daughter. Got it? Which is why I've decided that I'm going to go back on that vow I made. Back after that night. I'm going to have sex with you again. So that maybe you don't try to fuck your own ancestral child. You still want me, don't you? Are you only into teenage family members that are also virgins? I'm more than a few years past teenage at this point, with a teenager of my own. And you already took my virginity. I've kind of imagined you as wanting to have another chance with me. I remember how much you enjoyed it. I'll never forget that face you made as you came into me. I only let you do it because you said I couldn't get pregnant my first time. One of many lies you told me that night to seduce me. Well, you can make that face all over again if you want. If it's any incentive, I'm still not on any birth control. You're the only man I've ever slept with. Kind of stuck to girls after my experience with you. But now, our daughter is going to be going to college in a year or two. Maybe I just want another baby to keep me occupied. So come on, let's take these clothes off and get this over with. I've tried to suppress my memories of that night, but from what I do remember, this really shouldn't take all that long. Just look at you and how hard you are already. Or were you hard before I even came to your room tonight? This is precisely why I can't trust you around my daughter. Our daughter. But just look at me. I've got some decent breasts now. Having a baby and growing older will do that to you. I hope a body that's actually finished with puberty doesn't turn you off too much, though. But from that look in your eyes, I'm guessing it doesn't. So, no foreplay, I'm guessing. Just like that night. I'll just get into your bed and you can get on top of me. This will be a little weird. Besides the obvious incest thing, or the feeling of deja vu, I'm not as small as I was then. See? With you on top of me, our faces line up much better, and my body doesn't look so small compared to yours. But the pussy is still in the same spot as it was before. If it's not as tight as you remember, well, like a lot of stuff, that's your fault too. I'd push your daughter out of it. I guess we'll find out what you think about it soon enough. You definitely seem eager enough to get back into it, even after all these years. And you're just as nervous and fumbling as you were that night. If only you had been a little more fumbling, you might have given up and our lives would have gone differently. There. Oh, you found it a little faster this time. It should be easier to get in, since I'm older and bigger, not a virgin. I'm not trying to nervously squeeze my legs together either. Against my better judgment, I'm moving them further apart. But hey, if we do this, our daughter is off limits. Got it? Although I don't know how much I can trust you, based on my past experience with you. If nothing else, if I wear you out enough, you won't have anything for her. Well, come on. Are you gonna fuck your sister again or what? Well, having your cock in me again is marginally less horrible than I remember. Oh, if anything, my memory of that night sugarcoats things. I loved you then, as all little sisters love their big brothers. I would have done anything for you, and I ended up doing everything. I let you fuck me just like we're doing right now. I'm not that little girl anymore. I had to grow up after that night when I found out I was pregnant. I could have let things spiral out of control, but instead, I made a good life for me and for our daughter. You gave me money when you could, but it's not like I was gonna file for child support. But I still mostly made it on my own. I made smart decisions with my life. Well, at least up until tonight. But if this keeps you away from our daughter, it's worth it. If it gives me another baby, then that's not too bad either. Who knows? Maybe in another 18 years or so, we can have sex for a third time? Oh, you're lasting a lot longer than you did back then. You were so excited that time. I'm probably lucky you even got it in me at all. Well, I guess lucky isn't the right term, but you know what I mean. You're older now and apparently have much more stamina. Most women would consider it a good thing. Except for me, of course. I was hoping to be hitting the shower by now. No, it's okay. Take your sweet time about it. I don't want to cheat you out of the experience of fucking a family member again. I kind of have incentive to help you get that out of your system. I might even break a sweat this time. A shower after this would end up being for more than just washing the shame off me. You know I didn't come that time, right? It was my first time and you were too fast. Pains me to say it, but I think things might end up differently tonight. Don't let it go to your head. I'm in my sexual prime. I can come just from leaning up against the washing machine. But the washing machine can't get me pregnant. You can. You can definitely get me pregnant. But not our daughter. Never our daughter. You are not touching her, do you understand? I've tried to steer her away from men altogether, but there's too much of young me in her. I'm just trying to keep old you out of her. But old you is in old me. It's actually feeling not so terrible. I've waited for it for almost 20 years, but you're finally about to give me that orgasm I was waiting for. So come on, big brother. Come in your little sister. Oh, even if she's not that timid virgin anymore. Well, that was less horrible than I expected. Not that it was necessarily fun, but... Oh my god, darling! How long have you been standing there? Your mother... and your uncle, it's not what you think. I guess I'd have a better time selling that idea if you weren't still inside me. I'm not looking forward to this next conversation.